Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan for PhiladelphiaEagles.com at training camp at the NovaCare Complex. And we're taking a look at a split field 3-on-2 drills. They're going to go one side to the other here. Nick Foles, you see, making the toss downfield to DeSean Jackson. They're broken up by Curtis Marsh. And the action is fast-paced, hot, and heavy here, Adam.
Yeah, this is an interesting drill. You don't see a lot of 3-on-2s. But here for the quarterback throwing fade routes, you want to see what kind of touch he has. And you see it here with Barkley to Carrier. That's a timing route. It's a corner route for Carrier. That's going to be a big part of this offense, Bo.
As we see Dennis Dixon about to take the snap, Demaris Johnson out on the route. Dixon holds it for a little bit too long maybe, but goes deep and unable to connect, broken up there by Brandon Hughes.
Dennis Dixon had a very good practice on Friday. He's familiar with this offense, and you could see it there. That pass, unfortunately, was a little bit too long, but he knows where the receivers or the tight ends have to be, and that's one thing where he has an advantage.
And to see the quarterback cycle through here, Nick Foles with the quick completion, and that's something that we've seen from Foles throughout camp in the early stages. He seems to be the quarterback who is able to get the ball out of his hands the quickest.
We just saw it again, downfield, in stride, Clay Harbor. This is still a timing offense. A lot of people don't think so, but it is. That's why you could talk about the West Coast offense and this offense.
Another timing route, as you talk about there. Barkley hits Jeremy Maclin on the stick there, and here comes Michael Vick. Let's see what he can do. Tosses it and finds DeSean Jackson. DeSean, who was such a star in practice yesterday. Chip Kelly has talked about the fact that DeSean Jackson can be the ultimate Super Bowl, he says, and really a guy who can excel in this offense.
No question about it, and it'll be interesting to see where they have him line up. And Zach Ertz, Bo, is a guy that I want to see because he's a vertical tight end.
And surprisingly, Ertz worked pretty much with the first team, and a great catch there and a great throw from Foles to the back shoulder there. Ertz working early with the ones, even though he was absent for so much of the spring. This is a guy who actually could surprise as a rookie.
In fact, what we have to understand is there are a lot of routes in this offense for a tight end, also as an outside receiver. You saw that with Ertz there. Where will Brent Celek line up? Probably a lot more inside.
And then you've got a guy like James Casey, who's another wild card, can line up in the backfield all over. Another versatile guy who can make plays in the passing game.
And this has got one guy, the first free agent that Chip Kelly wanted to sign was James Casey. So he got his man, and as you said, going to line up everywhere. F-back, H-back, slot tight end. He's going to be very interesting here for the Eagles in this offense.
Nice play deep in coverage there by Bradley Fletcher on the bomb to Jeremy Maclin from Michael Vick. Fletcher has shown pretty well. Adam, you wanted to talk a little bit about the coverages that you expect to see from guys in the secondary this year with Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams specifically.
Yeah, my understanding is a lot of press man. You're going to see some zone coverages, matchup zone type, where the smarter veterans could figure it out. And I think these corners, Fletcher and Williams, are really man press corners. That's why they're here. I don't think they're going to excel in zone where guys could run by them. They've got to get their hands on these receivers and press them. And that's what really, I think, how Kerry Williams has made his money. That's why he's here.
Michael Vick gets the ball out quick there to Jason Avant on the quick slant there. Here comes Matt Barkley. He gets it out quick as well. Caught falling down by Will Murphy, the wide receiver from Oregon. See Dennis Dixon now. To Ifeanyi Moma, one of the real sort of interesting guys in camp. All the fans want to know about the 6'7 wide receiver from Boston College. It seems to me that he's got a real chance to make this team.
He does. Now, it comes down if they keep six receivers. That was a really nice catch because he caught it away from his body, not with his body, which is something you got to do as a receiver. And the thing with him, Bo, is getting started. When he gets started, he runs very fast, runs in the 4.4s, but doesn't have that short area quickness which you look for.
Let's take a look at the fourth-round pick, Matt Barkley, here as he takes the snap. Little hitch. Gets it up and nicely placed there. Nice job there from Barkley, finding the hole in the corner.
Over the defender, that's a touch pass. It was an excellent throw by Barkley.
Wow, what a catch by Riley Cooper there on the throw from Dixon. T.J. Kinney fires it to Chris Polk. Chris Polk, a guy who has a chance to make this team.
He does. He's a good special teams player, but it comes down to how many running backs they're going to keep. And, you know, Felix Jones is going to play into that. If Felix Jones makes it, don't know if they're going to keep four running backs. We'll see, but the running backs will be heavily rotated, I think, in this offense.
All right, let's take a look at one or two more plays here as the offense and defense go through these 3-on-2 drills. Dennis Dixon, first it's Matt Barkley, and he finds Derek Carrier, number 89. All right, last one here, Adam. Let's take a look at Dennis Dixon. the former Kelly protege at Oregon, and he can't get the ball out. So that's the 3-on-2s from the NovaCare Complex training camp day 2. Adam Kaplan of ESPN and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.